Defense Department officials say they need more flexibility to hire, fire, and pay employees in critical cybersecurity jobs. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, DOD is just a few weeks away from launching a new personnel system to help them accomplish just that.
The department has begun initial steps to create a high-end civilian cyber workforce outside the strictures of the traditional civil service system. Congress created those new personnel authorities as part of the 2016 Defense Authorization Bill. And on June 24th, the department sent the Hill a report on how it plans to use them, triggering a 30-day countdown before the Pentagon can actually implement the new system. It would move at least some of the civilian workforce into the accepted service, governed by Title 10 of U.S. Code, rather than Title 5, the section of federal law that covers most civilian employees. The law gives the Defense Secretary broad authority to hire new cyber workers outside of the usual competitive service process, subjects employees who become part of the system to a 3-year probationary period instead of the 1-year standard for most federal jobs, and lets DOD give those workers additional pay and bonuses as a retention incentive. The law doesn't place any caps on how many positions the department can use the new authority for, but DOD is likely to reserve it only for extremely high-end cyber positions, according to Carl Schneider, the Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Army for Manpower and Reserve Affairs.
It's going to require everybody to identify exactly who is in the cyber workforce, who will be brought into the Title 10 cyber workforce. The Army actually started this work back in December. It finished it a couple of weeks ago. We've gone through and coded our positions, so we think we have a pretty good idea of who's going to be in this new program. Secondly, it's going to be a phased approach. They're going to start with a small number of people in the headquarters, and then expand it out. They want us to be more aggressive in using those authorities we already have under Title V. And this is an area where I think all of us on the personnel side of the business haven't done as good a job of actually using the authorities we already have. And those authorities include direct hire of people. It has to do with setting salaries, what's known as advanced hire, where you can increase the step. You don't have to come in at step one. And there are other incentives like student loan repayments that we do have the authority to do. Another thing we do is Homeland Security has also been given similar authority, and we need to take a look at what they're doing.
DOD still needs to publish rules to govern the new accepted service for cyber workers, but in doing so, it intends to borrow heavily from the Defense Civilian Intelligence Personnel System, or DCIPS, which covers all of the department's civilian intelligence employees and emphasizes pay for performance.
On compensation for civilians in this new workforce, again, they're going to look to Title V, they're going to look to DCIPS, and particularly they're going to look to NSA, where NSA is really used some flexibility in pay setting, in supplemental pay to attract cyber and STEM people.
The personnel system will be overseen and governed by a new Cyber Workforce Management Board, jointly chaired by the DOD Chief Information Officer, the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness, and the department's Principal Cyber Advisor. Each of the military services will also have seats on that board. All of the military services are now in the process of examining each of their civilian cyber positions and coding the ones they believe should be included in the new system. Individual workers will have the right to decline their jobs being moved into the accepted service as long as they keep the same positions, but DOD is free to convert any vacant job to the new system if it chooses. From there, to fill positions, the department will be able to bypass traditional hiring rules and use a new recruiting process devised by the Workforce Management Board. But Schneider noted that DOD will need to up its civilian recruiting game if it's going to take advantage of those new authorities.
Our recruiting strategy is, Lieutenant General Mike Rochelle used to tell me, is we got the y'all comes theory of hiring. We post an announcement on USA Jobs and we wait and see who comes. Well, you can't get quality to come work for you by sitting back and waiting. You have to go out and find them. What we don't have in the civilian side is we don't have professional recruiters. We don't have people who go out to work fairs, to go to engineering schools, to go to cyber departments at colleges and universities and say, what's it going to take to get you to sign up for the United States Army? The most important thing, I can give you fun stuff to do. I mean, I think that's what really attracts people is especially younger people, is I want to do cool stuff. If you tell me I can do cool stuff, I'm all yours. The money, okay, that's important. The benefits, yeah, they're important. But I want to do cool stuff. And we have to have people who know how to do that. We don't have people right now on the civilian side. We have 10,000 recruiters on the military side to recruit about 100,000 120,000 soldiers a year, all components. We have zero full-time recruiters, really, on the civilian side, to hire about between 16 and 20,000 people a year. I don't need 10,000, but boy, I could probably use 50 or 100.
But Schneider says even if the Army manages to increase its level of effort in recruiting promising civilian candidates, a good number of them will need to be hired through the more traditional Title V processes, which have some systemic shortcomings.
Here's the problem. We hired about 18,000 people, civilians, into the Army last year. In order to do that, we had to review 2.5 million applications because the law requires us to do it. And under USA Jobs, when somebody says, I'm interested in this job, all they have to do is click a button. Or I'm interested in every job in this series or every job in this area. They just have to hit a button, and we have to physically look at that application. It is a terribly inefficient system. The Office of Personnel Management put out a report a couple of years ago, and it said the optimum process under Title V, the United States Code, is an 80-day, 14-step process. Now, if I was a Chico for a private company and I went to the board of directors and said, hey, guess what? I just designed a 14-step, 80-day process for hiring people, I'd be fired. It stinks. It's got to be better. There's no real excuse to say, well, it's just the way it is. We've got to find a way to do it better under the existing system. And then as we go to this accepted service under Title X for the cyber warfare people, we've got to find a way to get the right people more quickly so we can move out faster, because we're at war right now and we got to have the people right now.
The DoD Title X initiative is one of several across the government to expand the civilian cyber workforce. Last week, for example, the Office of Management and Budget and the Office of Personnel Management rolled out the government's first ever cyber workforce strategy, laying out a series of actions and deadlines to boost the workforce beyond the 6,500 people the government already expects to hire this year. Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.